I think most of you know that I like liturgical shirts. I have a t-shirt for every liturgical season. I have other pastor shirts that maybe only other pastors think are funny. But I have been so excited to wear my new t-shirt today. In fact, I hardly ever wear a t-shirt on Sunday. But today I am wearing a special shirt. It says Theotokos, Mother of God. Theotokos is one of my favorite theological things to think about and talk about. And we get to do that today because Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, is Theotokos. Theotokos means bearer of God. And certainly Mary is the bearer of God. So Thea comes from Theos, which means God, and Tokos is bearer, like bearing a child. And so today, we're going to talk about Mary being the bearer of God and what that might look like in our own lives as well. But first, I wanted to share a little bit of a story with you because I have a very special connection and relationship with Mary. Many, many years ago, I was lamenting to my spiritual director that when I would say to somebody, I wished I had a mom, right? Most of you know that I wasn't adopted until I was 23. But I say to somebody, I wish I had a mom for one reason or another. And people, although I think well-intentioned, but not very helpfully, would say to me, well, God is your father. Just let God be your father. Well, that was not helpful for many reasons, including the fact that I had been abused by my own biological father. But what I didn't want was a father. I wanted a mother. I wanted a nurturing presence in my life. And so people will say, well, okay, then, there are images of God as mother in Scripture. God is your mother. And although I knew this to be true in my mind, it didn't feel true in my heart because the things that I needed and wanted from a mother, God couldn't give me because the kind of mother that I wanted had to have a body. The things that I wanted in a mother was a shoulder to cry on, a mother to embrace me on hard days, somebody to twirl my hair when I was feeling sad, someone to cook me my favorite meals. The things that I longed for a mother to do for me required a body. And God, as mother, doesn't have a body. And so my spiritual director so wisely said to me, I wonder if Jesus would share his mother with you. And I still kind of feel taken aback as I remember her saying that because it left me speechless. The compassion, the relief that I felt that Jesus might love me so much that he understood that I needed a mom with a body and maybe he would share his mom with me. And so for many years, Mary has been deeply significant to me in my life, in my spiritual journey, as Jesus has shared his mother with me. And long before I ever thought about the kind of pastor that I wanted to be, Mary was teaching me about the kind of disciple that I wanted to be, the kind of follower of Jesus that I wanted to be. You know, so often when we think about Mary, it's sort of designated to maybe the Sunday before Christmas and maybe Christmas Eve at the Nativity, but we isolate her to that one event, when the truth is that she was incredibly faithful throughout her whole life. That's partly why God chose her to bear God's very self. But as she nurtured and cared for Christ while he was in the womb, and as he was born, and as he was a toddler, and a teenager, and then an adult, as she became one of his disciples, as she wept, at the foot of his cross. Mary was an incredibly faithful disciple. You know, one of the things that I love about Mary is that she teaches us, that she shows us by example what it means to love God with our bodies. Right? We know we're to love God with our heart and with our mind. We're also called to love God with our bodies. And she does just that. Because she was the dwelling place of God. God became human in her womb. The Word became flesh in her. Jesus carried her DNA. She nourished him as he was in her womb. She formed his body from hers. And then after she birthed him, she sustained him with her milk as he nursed. She cared for him all of his days as he grew. Jesus and Mary shared a very bodily relationship with one another because it was her body that she used to love and care for him. That long before he ever gave his body and blood for her and for us, she gave her body and her blood for him. Mary teaches us that loving God also includes loving God with all of our body. And so maybe today, as we are pondering who Mary is and the role that she has certainly in Jesus' life, but also in the life of the church, maybe we can think more about imitating her and her faithful discipleship. Because Mary shows us what it is to say yes. To say yes even though you don't know what will come. To say yes even when the future is uncertain. Mary teaches us what it is to welcome the presence and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives and to be so filled with the Spirit that love comes bursting forth from us. Mary received the will of God into her heart and her body and her life. She participated fully in God's plan for redemption by surrendering control, by welcoming the mysterious workings of God, and by embracing God's will, even if she didn't know how it would turn out. And so I wonder if Gabriel's message to her is also a message for us, for everyone who longs for God. And that is, what if the call to bear Christ in our bodies is to be for each of us? That we are to be so filled with the Holy Spirit that Christ grows within us, and we are the ones that give Christ flesh in the world. 14th century priest Meister Eckhart offers this. He says we're all meant to be mothers of God. What does it matter if it happened to Mary, but it does not happen to me? What good is it that Christ was born in a stable in Bethlehem if he is not also born in me? I think we're all called to be mothers of God. We're all called to bear Christ to the world. We're called to welcome the presence and the work of the Holy Spirit within us so that Christ can grow in us and we can continue to give God flesh in the world. I don't think it's any coincidence that the season of Advent coincides with the last weeks of Mary's pregnancy. As we continue to watch her wholeheartedly participate in bringing God's love into the world. And so may these words from the hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, also be our prayer. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. May we all be mothers of God as we bear Christ within us and to the world. Amen.